Wouldn't you like to know the timing of the second coming of our anointed Savior, Christ Jesus? Christians have been wondering that for nearly 2,000 years. Did you know that the Hebrew people, for nearly 2,000 years, wondered about the timing of Messiah's first coming? Well, unlike Christians, God did give the Jewish nation a prophecy revealing the timing of the Messiah's first coming. Do you know what prophecy that is? It is the 70 weeks prophecy spoken of by Daniel the prophet. Please turn to Daniel chapter 9 and we'll read verses 24 and 25. This is in Daniel 9, verses 24 through 25. In verse 24 it says, 70 weeks are determined upon your people and upon your holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy. In our last program, we covered finishing the transgression, making an end of sins, making reconciliation for iniquity, bringing in everlasting righteousness, sealing up the vision and prophecy, and anointing the most holy. So today, let's concentrate on the 70 weeks. A prophetic week is 7 days, which equals 7 years. And this is according to the day for a year principle found in Ezekiel the 4th chapter, verses 4 through 6. This is Ezekiel chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. Here it says, lay on your left side. This represents the iniquity I will lay upon the house of Israel according to the number of days that you lie there. For I have laid upon you the years of their iniquity according to the number of the days, 390 days. After you have accomplished them, turn over and lay on your right side, and you shall bear the iniquity of the house of Judah 40 days. I have appointed you each, now listen to this part, I have appointed you each day for a year. Therefore, since there are 7 days in a week must equal 7 years. That's one prophetic week equals 7 years. So in this 70 weeks prophecy in Daniel chapter 9, 70 weeks would be 70 times 7, because there's 7 days in a week, so 70 times 7 equals 490 days, and with the day for a year principle, it's 490 years. And now that we know how long 70 weeks are, we have to ask the question, when did the clock start ticking for this 70 weeks? When did the clock start ticking, and when did it, or might I say, when will it stop? Let's read in verse 25 of Daniel chapter 9. This tells us when the clock starts ticking. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to rebuild Jerusalem until the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks, which is 49 years, 7 times 7, that's 49 years, and 62 weeks, that's 434 years, which is 62 weeks times 7, that's 434 years. So if we take the 49 years and the 434 years, that totals 483 years. Or you could say, if we take the 7 weeks and the 62 weeks, that's 69 weeks. And again, 69 times 7 is 483. That means it's 483 years. So it says that know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and rebuild Jerusalem, that's when the clock started ticking, until the Messiah the Prince, that's when the clock stopped ticking, it shall be 69 weeks, or 483 years. And it also goes on to say, the street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublous times. So the clock started ticking from the going forth of the commandment to restore and rebuild Jerusalem. It would continue clicking for 69 weeks, or 483 years, until the Messiah. Verse 25 doesn't say anything about the 70th week, so the clock didn't completely stop in verse 25. This is a temporary stoppage. It will be restarted again for the 70th week. But it stopped in verse 25 with the life and death of the Messiah. And that's not my own explanation. The scripture will interpret that for us. But I'll cover that a little bit later. So God told Daniel to know and understand this prophecy. So this is something God wanted Daniel to reveal to all who would read this prophecy. Therefore, let's look at the scriptures and other historical records to see the who, when, and what of the going forth of the commandment to restore and rebuild Jerusalem. The who. The who is Artaxerxes, the king. This is the one that issued the decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem. And we can find that mentioned in Ezra chapter 7, verses 11 through 13. This is in the book of Ezra, chapter 7, verses 11 through 13. Now this is the copy of the letter that King Artaxerxes gave to Ezra the priest. This is what it says. From Artaxerxes, king of kings, to Ezra, the priest and scribe of the law of God of heaven, to you be perfect peace. I make a decree that all of the people of Israel that are in my realm, if they choose, they can go with you to Jerusalem. That's the decree that starts the clock ticking for 483 years. The when. When did it start? In chapter 7, but verse 1 of Ezra, it says, now after these things. So let's pause here for a moment and go to Ezra chapter 6, and we'll read verses 14 through 15, because it says, now after these things. So what things are these? We'll read about these things in Ezra chapter 6, verses 14 through 15. And the elders of the Jews built, and I'm inserting this word, but we'll find out in the scripture that this is what it says. The Jews built the temple, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai and Zechariah. And they finished it, the temple, according to the commandment of the God of Israel, and according to the commandment of Cyrus and Darius, kings of Persia. They finished it in the third day of the month of Adar, in the sixth year of the reign of Darius the king. So did you catch that? All of this happened in the sixth year of the reign of Darius the king. And most biblical scholars fix the sixth year of Darius's reign as 516 BC. So when it says in Ezra chapter 7 verse 1, now after these things has to be after 516 BC when the temple was completed and dedicated. So let's return to Ezra chapter 7, verse 1, and we'll also read verse 6. Now after these things, the temple being completed and dedicated, in the seventh year of the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra went up from Babylon to Jerusalem. The Lord God of Israel and the king granted him all his requests because the good hand of God was upon him. And most biblical scholars fix the seventh year of Artaxerxes' reign as 454 BC, which obviously is after 516 BC when the temple was completed. So this happened in the seventh year of Artaxerxes' reign, which would have been 454 BC. And please keep this date in mind, 454 BC. Now the what of the prophecy. Again, we know that the prophecy said that there is going to be a commandment to go and restore and rebuild Jerusalem. And listen to the fulfillment of that prophecy. In Ezra chapter 7, verses 13 through 27, and I'm going to abbreviate this for sake of time, but in Ezra chapter 7, verses 13 through 27, Artaxerxes says, I make a decree that all of the people of Israel that are in my realm, if they choose, can go up with you, Ezra, to Jerusalem. Also take with you all of the silver and gold that you can find in all of the province of Babylon, so that you can make offerings to God in the temple, or buy animals to sacrifice upon the altar of the house of your God in Jerusalem. I, King Artaxerxes, do make a decree that whatever Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of God in heaven, shall require of you, do it speedily. And then Ezra, after the wisdom of your God that is in you, set magistrates and judges, such as know the laws of your God, to teach and govern the people. So this part talks about even setting up a judicial system. So not only is it being able to purchase things for the temple or to buy animals to sacrifice in the temple, so that's setting up the religious system. This is the restoring of the religious system, but also for the restoration of this judicial system. He says, Ezra, King Artaxerxes says to Ezra, Ezra, after the wisdom of your God that is in you, set magistrates and judges such as know the laws of thy God to teach and govern the people. And whoever will not do the law of your God and the law of the king, let judgment be executed upon him speedily, whether it be unto death, or to banishment, or to confiscation of goods, or to imprisonment. That was what this decree said. So this is a fulfillment of the prophecy. And then notice that Ezra responded, "Blessed be the Lord God of our fathers, which has put these things in the king's heart." So Ezra understood that God was putting these things in Artaxerxes' heart so that Artaxerxes could fulfill the prophecy of Daniel 9, verse 24 and 25, which is the 70 weeks prophecy. And it says that God has put these things in the king's heart to beautify the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem. So now let me summarize what we've learned so far. In Daniel 9, verse 25, it says that the 70 weeks prophecy clock would start ticking from the going forth of the commandment to restore and rebuild Jerusalem, and it would continue clicking for 69 weeks, or 483 years, until the Messiah. We saw that King Artaxerxes, in 454 BC, in the seventh year of his reign, issued a decree to send Ezra and the Jews to Jerusalem to restore a religious and judicial system. So now, let's count forward 483 years, because the 69 weeks, 69 times 7, because there's 7 days in a week, so 69 times 7 equals 483 days. A day for a year principle means it was 483 years from the going forth of the commandment to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the Messiah. That's the starting point of when the clock started ticking, is from the going forth of the commandment to restore and rebuild Jerusalem, and the clock stopped ticking temporarily after 69 weeks, or 430 years, which was until the Messiah. And so again, counting forward 483 years from 454 BC brings us to 29 AD. So if you take 454 BC, subtract 483 years, you come to 29 AD. But you also have to add 1 year to that, since there's no year zero, because you can't count as year zero. So really adding 1 year to 29 AD brings us to 30 AD. So that's when this clock stopped ticking in 30 AD. It started ticking in 454 BC. It stopped clicking after 483 years, which would have been in 30 AD. And do you know what happened in 30 AD? It says until the Messiah, but what does that phrase until the Messiah means? And friends, you don't have to wonder about what that phrase until the Messiah means, because the Bible is going to tell us what that phrase until the Messiah means. It's right there in the scriptures. The problem a lot of people have with trying to interpret prophecy is they don't allow the scriptures to interpret themselves. They concoct their own ideas. But I'm going to show you from the scriptures exactly what that phrase until the Messiah means. What that phrase means, because it happened in 30 AD, and the scriptures is going to tell us exactly what happened in 30 AD to fulfill that scripture and that phrase until the Messiah. I hope you'll stay tuned for the answer in our next program.